The Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a case that could have broad implications for consumers who are victims of small-time rip-offs. The case involves a clause in AT&T's contracts banning consumers from joining class action lawsuits and limits them to arbitration. Consumer groups, including the Center for Responsible Lending and the Consumer Federation of America, have come out in support of full access to the courts. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
When Vincent and Lisa Concepcion bought cell phones from AT&T, it was advertised as buy one, get one free. But they were charged sales tax on the free phone, $11.72, a paltry sum, hardly worth going to court for. But that's the crux of the issue. If consumers can band together in class action suits, companies that cheated thousands of customers out of small sums can be held accountable.
What's at stake in Concepcion is the ability of employees and consumers with relatively small claims to get any access to justice.
Lou Maltby, president of the National Work Rights Institute, he wrote an amicus brief in support of the Concepciones.
If you got a $100 dispute with someone who owns a store where they sold you a shoddy product and you paid them $100, you can't afford to sue them. The lawyer will cost you 10 times as much as what's at stake. The only way people can get justice in that situation is if everyone who got shafted by the same company can file a case together.
But the Concepcion cell phone contract banned them from joining forces with fellow customers in class action. California courts found that ban to be unconscionable and hence unenforceable. The Supreme Court must now decide whether federal law preempts California's law. AT&T and its allies say class actions cost companies billions in unnecessary lawyer fees. And if companies can't ban class actions in contracts, they're likely to let cases go to court rather than going through arbitration, says Alan Kaplinski. He's a Philadelphia lawyer who filed an amicus brief siding with AT&T. He says arbitration is good for both consumers and companies.
It's much faster. Disputes get resolved in a matter of a few weeks or a couple of months rather than years. Consumers generally fare very well in arbitration.
Companies like arbitration because it's much cheaper. Kaplinski says lawyers are the only ones who win if AT&T loses.
Self-appointed consumer advocates claim to be supporting consumers when they rail against AT&T's arbitration provision, but they're really only concerned about themselves. Lawyers do very well keeping cases in court. They run up large fees. That doesn't happen in arbitration.
The implications of this case go beyond cell phone charges. John Sivan, an attorney at the NAACP, says class actions are an important tool for addressing civil rights.
We looked at the past two decades of discrimination cases against large employers, against mortgage lenders, against insurers and other companies, and found that class actions remain really critical to rooting out systemic discrimination. They offer remedies for class action violations in circumstances where really individuals are unlikely to proceed on their own because either they lack adequate notice or don't have sufficient resources or, in many cases, fear retaliation.
If AT&T prevails, says Sivan, people who experience discrimination may not be able to file class actions.
And as a result, companies may determine that allowing widespread civil rights violations to continue is less costly than taking corrective action. And the result, I think, and we fear, would be a less just society.
Both sides sounded optimistic after oral arguments at the Supreme Court Tuesday. A decision is expected sometime before next summer. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.